Here by the Owl podcast is a podcast for owlets and wise owls alike. Join hosts Nikki Fiddle-Eye-Dahl and Brianna Briegel, along with rotating owls from across the country, as they discuss what it takes to advise from time to time.
Our podcast is fueled by the true knowledge from empowering agricultural education instructors and ripened with the wisdom you will never learn in a textbook.
Welcome back to another episode of Here by the Owl podcast. Today we're going to talk about a really cool opportunity for kids to participate in. And it's kind of been on social media, if you've seen like the National FFA organization's post, but we're going to go through this really cool activity or opportunity. Right now in the FFA New Horizons, there's a section in the magazine called FFA in the USA. And it's super fun because it's like a very quick, like little paragraph about something happening in each state across the country. And it's super fun for us in North Dakota. And I don't know if it's the same everywhere, but for us in North Dakota, we work with Julie Woodard and our state officer team to provide that story. And so she works with our state officers and they work together as a team to decide, like, you know, here's what we'd like to showcase in there. And so that's pretty cool. Cause it's another engagement for the state officer team. I don't know if that's how every state does it, but that's how we do it. Yeah. So right now though, they're doing a FFA in the USA, but there's an application for chapter and state reporters or participants. They don't have to hold that office, that are interested in like ag comm or marketing, to kind of become an FFA in the USA reporter. So yeah, we're gonna outline this cool activity, and I hope that as you listen, you think of a student that would be good at this. So Brianna, can you highlight a few of the perks that a student would get if they were to do this?
Yeah, so I think first and foremost, especially if you have students that are interested in, you know, maybe like news or media or marketing in their future, they could gain a lot of good experience. And also like have something on their resume. I think this would be a good resume booster for them to get started right away. And something that's achievable while they're in high school. There might be other things that they necessarily can't do while they're in high school. But it might also just like help them decide if that's right for them. They'll also get training. So they're not just like having to do this on their own or having you, you know, guide them. They're going to get training from trained specialists in marketing and communications. And I'm assuming,
which like I need.
Right. I'm assuming that's with National FFA staff and the individuals that I've worked with in the marketing and communications department from National FFA are so good.
Like I'm so jealous. Like seriously, like if that was an option, I would sit through that as an adult. Can I just apply?
Right. They'll also get access to FFA branded Canva templates and then an exclusive FFA in the USA t-shirt. Pretty cool opportunities for students. And maybe you have like your reporter apply for this, but maybe you have other students that are interested too. It fits well with your chapter reporter, but it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Yeah, it honestly says, you know, your chapter state reporter, participants in ag comm or marketing, leadership development events, or any FFA member who dreams of a career in marketing, communications, or media, or they're interested and they don't know what to think. Super great way for them to see if this is for them. It says if selected, your commitment to submit a minimum of one story per month to National FFA. We'll even supply story ideas each month to help you get started. For example, write about a story about one of your chapter members' SAEs and include photos, videos, if you can. So they kind of give them some prompts and some guidance. other FFA in the USA requirements. This is all on the website. We'll link this in the show notes as well, so you have the direct link, but must be an active and engaged FFA member during the 24-25 school year. So this is looking into next year, and be able to write one story a month on your chapter or your state. And photos and videos are a plus. I hope someone in North Dakota does this. If anyone in North Dakota is listening, please do this. So cool. And what a fun way to, like, I don't know, maybe give, like, if that student comes on an event, like in person, like maybe give them like a cool like VIP press pass, or like how fun could it be to have those kids at like one of your state events to kind of give them like access, right, to do some information. So the application deadline is Friday, May 17th, and it's not, I mean, it's not a huge application. And so definitely check those out. You can also see at this link the FFA in the USA from all of the recent New Horizons. So you can kind of see to get an idea for those students what this could look like. And I don't know, maybe some of these things will be a larger feature. Like you just never know. So that's super fun. And I don't know, your kids are really creative. Like I think some of your kids like would just, I don't know, run with something like this. So they will notify FFA advisors. And they require some of their like promotional signed releases, things like that. But that's all outlined on the website. So we'll link that in. Yeah, we'll link that in the show notes. Super, super cool. And what a great way to spread the word about your chapter, what you're doing, the cool things that are happening in your state. So, yeah, definitely encourage your kids to do this. Share the link. It doesn't say. I think you could probably have more than one kid apply. They just may not pick. It doesn't say that in here. So I would encourage you, if you have multiple kids, I would encourage them to apply.
Did we say too the deadline is May
Yeah,
17th?
again, May 17th deadline. Again, I maybe if no one applies, I'll let adults apply because I would do it just to see the media people from National FFA. They do such a good job. So anyway, I hope a North Dakota kid gets picked. I would have so much fun with this. I don't know. And I don't know, maybe you can modify this for your own chapter, modify this for your state, have some kids participate. So, short and sweet today, friends. But we'll link the website. So you can go directly to the FFA in the USA application, and you can see all of the things that we've shared here, and it'll make it easy for you to share onto your kids. So, like always, like here by the Owl Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And if you get a kid chosen in this, please share it with us. We'd love to see what your kids do with this type of opportunity. So, and in the future, if you have a topic idea or want to be a guest at on the show, please reach out to us. We'd love to have you. Thanks for listening.